Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, and today I'm going to tell you how to break down a quarterback and also give you some insight on how to tell whether that quarterback is going to be a bust or not. For me, there are a number of important things that I need to look at when evaluating a quarterback, and there are 10 things that I look at. 10 things, and I'll be honest, some of these things are more important than the others, so I'm going to go over the ones that are most important first. The NFL has proven time and time again, and although teams have gotten better, that teams continue to make the same mistakes drafting quarterbacks with attributes of things that just simply cannot be coached up. When I look at an NFL quarterback, there's a couple things that they absolutely have to have, and these things are non-negotiable. The first thing I want to talk about is something that people don't really mention all that much when evaluating a quarterback, and that is hand size. For hand size, you absolutely have to have big enough hands to play in the NFL. The average size hand for a man, they estimate, is about 7.4 inches. If your hands are below 8 inches, I definitely think that you are going to have a hard time, no matter how talented you are, being a good NFL quarterback. Really, you want to look at 9 and 9 and a quarter really as the baseline for most quarterbacks. They need to be able to grip the ball in different conditions, and I'm telling you, it's just not, you know, if your hands are too small, it's definitely going to be an issue. Even if you want to look at some of these shorter quarterbacks, you know, you look at guys like Russell Wilson, Drew Brees. Both of these guys have 10.25 inch hands. Brett Favre wasn't a tall guy, had 10 and a half inch hands. So yes, a lot of these guys, that even the shorter guys, they still have big hands. It is absolutely critical if you are going to play in some of these different conditions. So hand size is definitely something that you have to take into consideration. You know, speaking to an NFL scout years ago, he asked me. He said, you know, what is the first thing that scouts look at when they evaluate a quarterback? My thing was, I said accuracy, but no, he said hand size, because if you don't have the hand size, all the other stuff absolutely goes out the window. Now, accuracy is also something that is highly important as well. When you look at accuracy, it's not something that can be coached. You know, you look at guys like Jake Locker, Tim Tebow. I can name a bunch of others that, you know, they had great athletic traits, but you know, they did not have accuracy in college, and they did not have accuracy in the NFL. And the way that I look at gauging accuracy is this. The only way that you can look at it is on the game tape, because you can't look at completion percentage, because they can be throwing a lot of screen passes, a lot of short passes. Even if their deep ball completion percentage is high, they may be playing against low-level competition. They may have good receivers that they're working with. So there's all these different variables there, and I believe accuracy, it can't be he completed, this was his completion percentage for deep passes, so he must be accurate. No, you abso-freaking-lutely have to look at the game tape. It is one of those things that cannot be coached. The only time I believe it can be coached is when your body mechanics are off. You know, I give this example all the time. You know, Lamar Jackson plays with a very narrow base, which hinders his accuracy. But you look at guys like Jake Locker or even Josh Allen, who's coming out, they play with a wide base. Their mechanics are not too flawed, but they still just don't have the accuracy. So yeah, no, I believe playing with a narrow base and just some issues with body mechanics, those are the only really exceptions to the rule. But the two things that you have to have more than anything else is you have to have big enough hands and you have to have accuracy. And accuracy, again, you can only gauge that by actually watching the game tape. There's just too many variables, And those are two things that you definitely have to have if you want to be a successful quarterback. So let me just say this. If Teddy Bridgewater, who now plays for the New York Jets, gets the chance to be a starter for a full year, I believe he can be the NFL comeback player of the year. And I'll tell you why that is. Because he has one of the most important traits that a quarterback needs. Peyton Manning had it. Tom Brady had it to a very high level, and that is vision. Teddy Bridgewater scans the field as fast as any quarterback I see right now in the NFL. So do not write this guy off just because he's had some injury issues. I'm telling you, vision and being able to scan the field and not lock onto a target is key. You know, when you look at guys like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, you know, these guys read coverages, you know, better than anyone else. Someone who also came out of the NFL draft this year, who's also playing on the New York Jets, who has great vision as well, is Sam Darnold. Look, I know Sam Darnold. He made a lot of bonehead interceptions. His decision making, you know, he needs to work on that. But when you look in his actual vision, the guy knew exactly when the pocket was breaking down, when to escape it, and then when he found his receiver open, he scanned the field very well. He let his receivers into open space. He's got vision. Being able to effectively see the field and make the right decision off of that vision is as important as anything, really, outside of the accuracy and the hand size. So we're talking about things that absolutely you need to have. You need to have if you are an NFL quarterback, and vision is certainly one of them. One of the other key things that you absolutely have to have, which Sam Darnold, again, I'm going to keep going back to Sam Darnold, he has excellent anticipation. You know, when you look at guys like Geno Smith, even Jamarcus Russell, Christian Hackenberg, none of these guys, I thought, really were that good at anticipating routes. And then some people are going to say leading your receiver into space, throwing your receiver open. But really, you know, what it comes down to is being able to know when and where your receiver is going to be open and having that chemistry with them. If you don't have that at the college level, I think it's going to be very difficult. When I look at Josh Allen, guy that was just drafted by the Bills, doesn't have anticipation. And he cannot complete screen passes with any kind of regularity. So anticipation, you absolutely have to have it. Everything I've mentioned so far, if you're missing any of these things, you know, accuracy, anticipation, hand size, any of these things that you're missing, vision, you know, those are all things that if you're missing one of them, you cannot be a successful NFL quarterback. And what blows my mind is that you still have guys that are getting drafted in the first round that have issues with these things. These are non-negotiables for me. If you don't have these things, you should not be drafted in the first round. Absolutely not. Now, another thing that, you know, we want to look at really is going to be your overall arm strength. I'm going to tell you, arm strength, I keep saying it's overrated, and it's truly, truly overrated because I don't really give a damn about arm strength. What I care about is how fast you can deliver the ball. Throwing the ball with velocity. Marcus Mariota, you know, cannot throw the ball as far as a guy like Josh Allen when you go back and look at the college tape. But when I watched Marcus Mariota on the college tape, the reason how I knew he was going, one of the things I knew that was going to make him very good was his velocity on his passes was absolutely outstanding. To me, in college, he looked like a running version of Aaron Rodgers with similar type velocity. You know, people always say Aaron Rodgers has the strongest arm in the NFL. No, he actually doesn't, but he probably throws with the most velocity. A guy like Matthew Stafford, huge arm and huge velocity, but arm strength is overrated because how many times are you throwing the ball 70 yards down the field? What you're being asked to do is get the ball in there very, very quickly in short to intermediate routes. That is what the NFL is made up of, And I am a strong believer that, you know, if you don't have crazy arm strength, it is not that big of a deal. You know, even if you look at Tom Brady, you know, he has a strong arm, but he does not have one of the strongest arms in the NFL, but he has a lot of other tools that make him very successful, specifically his mind. So, yeah, I believe you have to throw the ball with enough velocity, but arm strength overall, it's overrated. And you know what? I'm going to say it again. With all of this stuff, you have to go back and you have to watch enough game tape. There are just way too many times when I see a guy have a good game at the Senior Bowl, and then that's what everyone pays attention to, and his draft stock goes up, but they ignore the rest of his tape. You know, you look at a guy like EJ Manuel in his Senior Bowl when he was getting drafted. You know, he was a Senior Bowl MVP, and his receivers were making a lot of great catches, and it looked like he was leading them. But if you go back and watch a lot of his other tape, you know, he really was not able to lead those receivers into space. So you have to watch enough game tape. You know, you can't get too happy just because they have a great Senior Bowl. You got to look at the whole picture there. I hate to keep harping on it, but you got to watch the freaking game tape. The next things that you really got to look at are going to be mechanics and pocket presence. Now, mechanics, if you don't have perfect mechanics or perfect pocket presence, it's not the end of the world. They are things that, to a degree, you know, can be coached up. One thing that I'll say is that you don't always, if a guy doesn't have perfect mechanics, you don't always need to fix it every single time. You look at Phillip Rivers and Matthew Stafford. Both of these guys have always thrown with a sidearm type throw, and both of them have been successful in the NFL because they can both read defenses, they can both get the ball in there very quickly, and although that, you know, they have an elongated throwing motion, you know, they still don't have a slow release. They still get the ball out pretty quickly. Not going to get it out as quickly as a guy like Tom Brady or Alex Smith, where they have more of a pure throwing motion, and it's going to make it easier for them to get the ball out faster. I do think that, you know, Matthew Stafford, one of his issues he's had over his career is not really having enough balance, throwing off the back foot. But the guy throws with incredible velocity. He has great arm strength, and Phillip Rivers has great arm strength, velocity, and knows how to read defenses. So you know, in terms of mechanics, you know, if you don't have the proper the proper throwing motion, it's, you know, these guys have proven you can still be successful in the NFL. One thing that I think, you know, especially if you're going to be a pocket passer, and I think all quarterbacks, no matter who you are, you still have to learn how to be a pocket passer in some way, shape, or form. If you don't have good feet work inside the pocket, and you're not stepping up into your throws, you know, that's one of the main things I look at, mechanically speaking, on the college game tape is their feet work, and then do they actually step up in the pocket? Again, these are things that can be coached up, but those are definitely things, you know, that I would want to see. You know, if you look at the most successful quarterbacks in the NFL, for the most part, most of them have also some of the fastest release time. Tom Brady, Alex Smith, these guys get the ball out, you know, very quickly. Comparing a quarterback like, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, you know, why has he been a better quarterback even than Aaron Rodgers? And Brady's really been one and Rodgers has really been two. Is that, you know, when you want to look at being able to read defenses, there's really no one better at doing that than Brady. But Rodgers has that tremendous velocity. You know, you definitely have to see feet work. You have to see balance. Something that I, you know, always look for as well is, you know, when you're looking at the other part, which is going to be pocket presence, is really knowing, it's really knowing when pressure is coming, but it's also knowing when, you know, when to get rid of the ball, which is part of it. You know, one of the things I did not like that much about Josh Rosen's college game tape, especially, you know, comparing it to Sam Darnold, is he held on to the ball a lot longer. I saw way too many times where Rosen held on to the ball for a long time. As a Giants fan, that's actually the reason that I did not want them to draft Josh Rosen, is I see Eli Manning, good quarterback, but holds on to the ball way too long. To me, this guy does a lot of the same thing. So, you know, feet work and balance, those are the things that you have to hold on to. But it's also having that escapability and knowing exactly when to leave the pocket. Russell Wilson is a pocket first passer, but one of the reasons that his pocket presence is so good, and a reason that he doesn't get injured, is he runs at the right times, and he runs with calculation. So both of those things together, you know, those are things that you absolutely need a quarterback to have, but to a degree, you know, you need them to be coached up, especially, you know, if they don't have it. When you want to look at you know, a sidearm throwing motion. Look, if they're successful with that throwing motion on the college level, you know, and sometimes you fix it, sometimes, you know, you're just hurting the quarterback. So, you know, that's kind of my philosophy in terms of those two areas when grading a quarterback. Finally, my list of deal breakers. Look, when you're going into a relationship or a marriage, it is good to have deal breakers in place, things that you will not tolerate. And I believe drafting a quarterback, teams should have deal breakers. And here are my deal breakers in terms of, you know, is this guy really someone that I can draft in the first or even second round? If they are to me are missing any of these, then it's gonna be a problem and something that, you know, I just think it's not gonna work out. First of all, you got to look at overall leadership. Now, leadership does not necessarily mean being a rah-rah type person. It means being someone that other people on your team can follow. Whether you're leading, and it's mostly going to be leading by example. You know, Eli Manning, you know, his teammates have always talked about him being a great leader, but he is not a very vocal guy like a Philip Rivers. So leadership comes in many ways, shape, or forms, but ultimately leadership comes down to what you do and the example that you set. The second thing that is a deal breaker is anticipation. Geno Smith and EJ Manuel, to me, had no anticipation coming out of college when you were looking at leading their receivers into space. If I don't see someone doing that on the college level, it's a deal breaker. Accuracy is a deal breaker, especially if you have a regular throwing base. A guy like Lamar Jackson, who I always talk about, you know, his accuracy stems from a narrow base, so that's something that can be fixed. But generally speaking, that's really going to be the only exception. You know, you look at guys like Jake Locker, Tim Tebow, you know, people think just because they have great athletic backgrounds that, you know, it's something that you can fix. You typically can't fix accuracy. If you don't have it, I'm sorry. You know, it's a deal breaker. Yes, you need to have enough arm velocity. There is a certain amount of arm velocity and arm strength that you have to have. Arm strength is overrated. But, you know, in terms of having enough of it, you still have to have enough of it, and more importantly, the velocity. And when you talk about throwing velocity and throwing speed, another deal breaker is someone who cannot throw with accuracy and touch at varying different speeds. What concerns me about a guy like Josh Allen and also a guy like Colin Kaepernick, you know, even him, is that they all seem to throw at one speed. I want a guy that, yes, he can throw the ball in there, but, you know, he can make all the different touch passes and he knows how to vary his speeds, you know, when he's throwing. The other big deal breaker is going to be this, is vision and scanning the field. You know, Sam Darnold, in my opinion, in the draft had better field vision than anyone else. Teddy Bridgewater, coming out of college, he didn't have the best pro day, but I knew that he was going to be a good NFL quarterback, and one of the large reasons why is because of his vision. I'm telling you, watch Teddy Bridgewater this year. If he's healthy, you're going to see a good quarterback. The guy scans the field as well as anyone I know, or about as well as anyone in the NFL, to be honest. When I actually watched him and saw how fast he could scan the field, it was impressive. And then again, you have to be able to throw from the pocket. Obviously, you know, the NFL has become, you know, a league where we're seeing a lot of passers scrambling, and we're seeing a lot of running quarterbacks, but you still, I believe, the foundation of a good quarterback is still a pocket-first passer, and if you're a runner, you run at the right calculated times, and those are the deal-breakers. If you don't have those things, leadership, anticipation, accuracy, varying speeds, touch, being able to throw from the pocket, and vision, those are deal-breakers for me. Guys, so that is it for today. That is how you break down a quarterback and also tell largely, is there a likely chance that this guy is going to be a bust? On the next episode, and the next episode will be airing on Friday, I am going to give you my candidates for comeback player of the year this year in the NFL. You know, and I'll tell you one guy that's on there, I've talked about him before on the show, Teddy Bridgewater. If that knee is healthy and he gets a chance to play, I believe he's going to be in that conversation. He's not the only one. And that is all for today. I appreciate you guys. Join me next time. This is Steve the Scout signing off.